You are listening to the One Desire Church podcast, a culture of faith, hope, and love.
Young ones with us here, we are glad to have you all. We've got something special coming up here for even our young ones. Let's continue with our identity statement. Would you all join me as we remind ourselves the work of Christ in our lives, in the lives of those around us? Let's do this together. I am not what's been done to me, but what Christ has done for me. I am not what I do, but what Christ has done. What I do doesn't determine who I am. I follow Christ, and Christ determines what I do. Beautiful. Thank you. Let's continue this morning. I've got three things to talk about for us. All right, everybody, eyes, ears, looking this way. First of all, can we say it together? Waves. All right, let's say that one more time. Ready? Count of three. One, two, three. Waves. Waves. What's a wave? Y'all know what a wave is? Yeah. Normally waves happen on water, but there's also other kinds of waves out there. What are other kind of waves are out there? Light waves. What else? Radioactive waves. That's right. Audio, heat waves. Oh, we're coming close to summer. Waves. And crazy people waving at you. Have you ever had that where you're just minding your own business, going somewhere, maybe down the supermarket aisle, and all of a sudden somebody is just like doing this at you, and you're like, do I need to duck and hide? What's about to hit me in the head? Wave. They're waving. Oh, we do the wave. All right, let's start the wave. You ready? Here we go. Theodosia. Oh, we got the wave going on this morning. Let's go back, everybody. Here we go. And back, there you go. I love it. I love it. All right, so we got waves. We've got clown and spy. You all know what a clown is and a spy is. And then hearts. Can everyone say heart with me? Hearts. Very good. We're going to start with waves this morning. I want you to watch the waves here on the shore. I love the sound of waves. It puts me to sleep. It puts me into a calm. Waves. I want you to think about the way that you feel on the inside. The way that you feel on the inside. Have you ever had a time where you felt love come over you like a wave? Maybe it was a gentle wave. But it just came out of nowhere, just that wave. What's amazing about our emotions, about our feelings, is it's not logical. It's not something that we can figure out up here. It's something that comes to us, and sometimes it can catch us off guard. There's those moments, especially today I remember, as it's our anniversary, those moments where I feel love like a wave for my wife, and it just washes over me. Sometimes the waves are small. Sometimes they're just little waves, little reminders. Sometimes they're big waves. You ever have a big wave moment when you felt love from someone? Maybe from God, a big wave moment. But just as we feel love like a wave from the ocean, so too we can also feel sadness like a wave. I have a friend, and today is a sad day for him as he's remembering those that didn't come home alive from conflicts that he served in. And those waves, those reminders will come not in a logical way, not a way that he can figure out when they're going to come, but they come sometimes, and that grief knocks him off his feet, just like when we walk close to the shore, we get knocked off of our feet sometimes by a big wave. So the capacity to feel all that God has for us in our heart, it comes sometimes like a big wave, and it comes sometimes like a small wave. But it has to do with how close we are to the shore. Have you ever seen a small child next to the shore, and they're fascinated by the waves that are coming up? Small waves coming up, and what do they like to do? They like to get up as close as they can and put their feet in. As soon as a little wave gets close to the shore, what do? They run back. Well, I'll never forget that first time when Creedon was at the seashore and he was had just learned how to walk, and he gets up as close as he possibly can. A small little wave comes up, just touches him on his toes. He's so excited. And then he didn't realize that there was a big wave that was coming next. And it knocked him off his feet, and he was eating sand there in that moment. And there's sometimes in our lives when love knocks us off our feet, but also other emotions and feelings will knock us off of our feet. Sometimes loss will bring grief into our lives, and it will knock us off of our feet. How close are you this morning to the shore of God's heart? How close are you to the shore of God's heart this morning? How honest, how authentic, how true are each of us in relating to our own heart? Sometimes I want to get away from my heart. I don't want to feel anymore. Oh, it's too painful. How close are you? When I've been hurt, I've stepped away from the shore. I'm done feeling. But the problem is the same waves that bring that pain sometimes of loss and suffering also are the waves that bring love and hope and joy into our lives. And so as a child of God, I have to be willing to go to the ocean of God's presence and be willing to receive what he has for me to receive as his son or as his daughter. Waves. Sometimes we would say that there's a good wave. Sometimes we would say there's an unpleasant wave. But it's all coming from the sea, from the shore of God's heart for us. And it's hard to get there to that point where I say, yes, I'm going to receive whatever the waves that God has for me in my life. Y'all tracking with me up to this point? Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's not easy. But I have to be willing to receive that. Number one, what did I say we were going to look at? We were going to look at waves. And then number two, what are we going to look at? Clown and spy. All right, we're going to start with our clown first. All right, would you all help me with a drum roll, please, this morning? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome our clown today. What is it that a clown does? Clown makes lots of noise. Does a clown stand still and is motionless? No, what do clowns do? They are always moving and shaking. Are they quiet? Nope, they're normally pretty loud. They are boisterous. They are very expressive. So be expressive for us, Amara. However, do your clown joke jingle that you ran to do?
I'm a clown, honey, funny. I make you laugh by calling you honey.
Very good. Let's give our clown a round of applause. Very good. Clown, if you'd like to stay over here, stand over here, off to the side. And keep moving, okay? Keep moving. Yep. Clowns keep moving. All right, and then we're going to have another drum roll. Would y'all give me another drum roll? Ladies and gentlemen, here comes our spy. Now, we actually did what a spy doesn't want us to do, and that is
know his identity.
To highlight the spy's entrance, to draw attention to the spy. We have actually unspied the spy here, or we have spied the spy and undone his spyness by drawing attention to him. A spy is quiet. A spy kind of stays in the shadows. A spy is not loud and out there. A spy is quiet and reserved, always watching, always listening, taking notes. A spy. Anyone like spy movies or spy novels or spy shows? There's something about that sneakiness, that always being observant of what's going on around. A spy is not putting themselves forth and out there for everybody to see. A spy is just kind of hanging back in the background a little bit. Let's give a round of applause for our spy and our clown. Thank you very much. Jesus, in Matthew chapter 6, talks about prayer. Would you all join me in reading verses 5 through 8 this morning? Let's read this together. "And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him." Jesus, in the Sermon on the Mount, begins to wrap up things to His friends and His followers with, what does it mean to have communication with God? What does it mean to talk to God? And what does it mean to listen to God? And this morning, I just want to focus real quick on those three things that we talked about that we were going to mention today. What were they? Waves, clown and spy, and the heart. So Jesus, in so many words, says, when you pray, you must not be like the clowns. For they love to do what? To stand and pray in the synagogue and at the street corners. Why? That they may be seen by who?
Others.
So what does a clown do? A clown wants to draw your attention and bring you in. A clown is loud and colorful and makes lots of noise. Jesus here in this moment is saying that there's some folks in the system of how people look at God and interact with God, that when they begin to express what it means to express to God, that they're trying to gain and gather as much hoorah and hoopla and hooray as they possibly can. All right? It's a clown show standing on the corner saying, everyone, look at me. What does Jesus say to do? He says, don't be a clown when you pray. Don't try to get everybody's attention and draw everybody in so they can see how great you are in that moment. What does he say? He says, they receive their reward. Verse 6, but when you pray, where are you to go? Go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in
secret.
That spy. That person who is just outside the circle, the crowd, who's quiet, who's listening, who's looking, who's talking, but where is that spy talking? That spy is talking to headquarters and speaking to the one that can actually make a difference. It's something that's quiet and on the inside. Jesus says that there's a clown who prays and there's a spy who prays. Who are we when we pray in our communication with God? It's very easy to step into a place where I'm trying to impress. Have you ever had that moment where someone called on you to pray? And that first thought was, oh, I hope I don't say the wrong thing. What do I need to pray? And normally it's the moment when someone says, Ryan, would you lead us in prayer? That I go blank. Anyone else have a blank moment when you go to pray? And it's like, I am going to look like such a dummy. I am going to look so bad here in this moment. So I'm trying to think, okay, now I have a degree that tells people that I have been approved to pray. I'm ordained. And so I have another piece of paper hanging on my wall that says Ryan knows how to pray in public in front of people, but in this moment of it's time to pray, blank slates. What do I need to say? Where do I need to go? My first thought oftentimes is, who's in the room? God, I'm going to pray, but who's in the room right now? I'm just being honest with y'all, okay? Who's in the room right now? If it's my kids sitting around the dinner table, it's like I can just pray simply. I don't have to be complicated or impressive. But if I happen to be at the city council meeting, oh boy, I need to pray something that sounds good, is impressive, sounds smart. I mean, what would happen if I just said thank you or yay God or just something very simple and just honest from my heart? You see how easy it is to get pulled into that place of, am I talking to God or am I talking to everybody else in the room? Jesus says, are you trying to be too smart so you get people's attention? Are you doing the clown trick when you pray? Or are you doing it from your heart, a heart that is simple and open and transparent before God? And is it a safe time and a safe space for you just to be honest with the people that are around you? And there's sometimes where my prayers are just maybe toned down a little bit. Have you ever had a toned down prayer moment where maybe God is talking to you and you're like, wow, this is amazing. But if I started praying this out loud, people are going to flip out. I've had some flip out moments where I didn't necessarily hold back what I was supposed to hold back in that moment. God was speaking to my heart, but I wasn't supposed to speak what God was speaking to me. That's called discernment. There's those moments where we listen and we say, okay, God, I've been called on to pray. I'm supposed to pray right now. But how can I be honest and authentic and say what I need to say, not say too much, not say too little, but something that is going to be honoring to you and give others an opportunity to be drawn into your love in this moment. So already I've made it too complicated, but I'm just telling you what goes through my head and some of the challenges and the struggles that I have. And when I read this passage from Jesus, I am reminded that I could use flowery words, you know, those $5 theological words that make my degree worth something. I could just pepper and salt those all throughout my prayers, and everyone's going to be like, wow, he knows his stuff, and he knows his Bible. And he quoted from Ezekiel, and he quoted from Ecclesiastes, and is there another E one that I can pull out? He's just quoting all over the place. Esther, thank you very much. But when I pray, it's something that happens in secret, something that's quiet. So when I'm called on in a public setting, I want to first fall back into that secret place in my heart. Maybe you've noticed that before I pray, oftentimes I'll just stop and I'll just have a time of silence. Let's pray. Everyone closes their heads and bows their head, closes their eyes, bows their heads. And then there's just this time of just listening. Because what I do in that moment is I go into that secret place in my heart where Jesus is. I'm hopeful that Jesus is in there in that moment and I haven't kicked him out. Jesus, if you're not inside my heart right now, I really need to make sure that you are. Doors and windows are wide open to you and you're leading in your presence. Heart is our third word this morning. Jesus, as he talks to one of the groups of followers of Christ in the book of Revelation, says this about our heart. And when I pray, I stop and I make sure, Jesus, I'm listening to you and I'm with you. And you know what? There's been moments where I was about to pray and I was about to pray what I had always prayed in the past. You know, you kind of have that, now I lay me down to sleep kind of a path that you start to run, you know, the normal prayer. Nothing wrong with those. But there's moments where I'm supposed to stop and I'm supposed to listen what is really going on in my heart. I'm not just going to follow a pattern that I've always followed, but what am I supposed to pray right now? For me and for each of us that are here, what am I supposed to express to God here in this time and in this space? And when I stop and I listen in that moment, what I'm doing is I'm going back to Jesus' words in Revelation 3:20, where Jesus says, read it with me, "Listen, I am standing and knocking at your door. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and we will eat together." I love this passage. It's so important for us because especially when I am talking to God, whether it's private prayer or public prayer, it's important that Jesus is leading me through my prayer. Because Jesus has said, I'm here to lead you through everything. I'm behind you, I'm in front of you, and I'm right beside you. And let me be with you in this moment. So we stop and we listen. I stop and I listen. Do I hear some knocking? You know what that knocking means? That knocking means that, oh, I'm about to pray like a clown and I need to stop. Jesus, I need you to come on the inside and help me to pray in a way that is authentic and real, coming from my heart, the heart that you've given me. And I want to be expressing the desires of God's heart that have been placed inside of me, in my heart. Sometimes when we pray, we can fall into this trap where it's, I'm trying to do a sales pitch to God. You ever tried to do that? God, I'm trying to talk you into this deal that I'm trying to put together. No. Sometimes I fall into that place where it's a sales pitch to all the people around me. God, people, I want you to buy into what I'm buying into. Now, I definitely want you to have a heart that's open before God, but you know what? It's important that your heart is open before God. Not that your heart is open to my openness before God. See the difference? God speaks directly into your heart. That knocking, when I stop to listen, how am I about to pray? Am I praying with an open and an honest and authentic heart? Just being honest with God. Whoever might hear can hear what's going on. That's important to do that. But in that same moment of listening, I hope each of us are stopping to listen. Hope each of us are stopping to say, is there a knock? In this moment of prayer, am I listening to what Ryan is going to pray? Or am I listening to what God is doing in my heart in this moment and how I can express my heart to God and let others hear as well in this moment? Waves, clown, and spy, and heart. Jesus invites us to pray. Verse 7, and when you pray, it's not if, it's when. Not if, when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father does what? Knows what you need before you ask him. In that moment of stopping before I pray, however many seconds that is of listening to what's going on in my heart, am I a clown or am I a spy? Am I afraid of going to the side of the seashore, whatever the wave is in that moment that I need to feel, whether it's God's love or sadness, because God feels sad about something? I can be open and I can be honest with those around me, or I can run back and I can hide and say, oh no, I'm not. But in that silence, I listen and I wait, knowing that God already knows what's inside my heart, and he knows what the needs are in my life and around me. And so whether I get the right words out or the wrong words, that's the wrong way to look at it. It's not the right way to look at it. the right way to look at it is, God knows whether my words are good or not so good. All God wants to know is that I'm willing to express what's inside my heart in that moment. Because just as a small child says, this is what my needs are, as a parent already knows what's going on. Mommies and daddies already know what the kid needs before they even ask it. And so too, God already knows. God already knows what's inside of our heart. I want to just take a moment here this morning, and we're going to close our eyes, we're going to bow our heads, and we're going to pray. But we're going to pray like a spy. Okay? We're not going to pray like a clown. I'm not going to pray for you, and I'm not going to pray to you. Each of us are going to listen, and each of us in our own hearts can pray whatever prayer we need to pray that's inside of our hearts this morning. So let's just take a few moments and talk to our Heavenly Father, who knows what's going on even before we ask it. And we all say together, Amen. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the One Desire Church podcast. For information on gathering times and how you can support the podcast, please visit onedesirechurch.org.